The town hall featured the Tundra Women's Coalition, Bethel Police, Alaska State Troopers, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. These organizations, plus a district attorney, comprised Bethel's sexual assault response team. Tundra Women's Coalition Executive Director Eileen Arnold, who led the meeting, said that the group could not talk about any specific sexual assault cases. Much of the meeting focused on the timeline that normally occurs after a victim reports a sexual assault. Arnold said the victim has three options: report the crime to law enforcement, not report it, or anonymously report. If a victim chooses to report a sexual assault, Bethel Police Chief Richard Simmons said officers would then interview the victim about the details of the crime in the presence of a medical examiner. Sergeant Teague Widmeyer said that Alaska State Troopers would do the same for victims in villages, but first transport them to Bethel, Hooper Bay, or Aniak for the interview. YKHC's Dr. Jennifer Prince said after the interview comes a comprehensive medical exam.
This is two parts. One is taking a medical exam and making sure that the survivor's body, is if there's any injuries and if there is anything that we need to do medically, as well as forensic evidence collection.
That includes collecting DNA samples. Once a sexual assault examination is conducted and the rape kit is sent to a state lab, Arnold with Tundra Women's Coalition said the case would then go to the district attorney's office, which would choose whether to prosecute the alleged offender.
Prosecution will review search warrants, they'll screen cases, they'll make charges, they'll deal with plea issues, they'll take cases to trial, and they'll advise on sentencing.
If a victim does not want to submit their case to the criminal justice system immediately, they can make an anonymous report. In an anonymous report, the victim gets a medical forensic exam to collect physical evidence immediately following an assault, but has the option to make the report to police at a later date. And then Arnold says people have a choice to not make a report.
And I think our team is very good about letting people know, like, you can stop this process at any point, even during the forensics interview.
Whatever a victim decides to do, Dr. Prince urges them to see a doctor at the least.
And you might have a sexually transmitted disease and not even know it, and we can provide medications that will help with that as well. Pregnancy can also be a major concern after a sexual assault, and there are different types of medication that can help prevent pregnancy as well.
Throughout this entire process in Bethel, the victim can elect to have an advocate from Tundra Women's Coalition guide them. An advocate can be present during the police interview, the medical exam, and any potential court hearings. Arnold says advocates can also provide shelter, help communicate with other response organizations, and explain what is coming next in the process.
We fill the gaps because sexual assault is such a complicated issue for people.
There are three victim shelters in the region, in Bethel, Emonic, and Hooper Bay. Arnold also says many tribes have victim service agencies. And there are state organizations like the Violent Crime Compensation Board, which provides monetary compensation for victims of crime, and also the Office of Victims' Rights, which can audit law enforcement and prosecutors' investigations. In the second half of the town hall meeting, Arnold fielded questions from community members.
I think one question that often comes up is, the wait times. And for sure, we all struggle with the amount of time it takes to respond to cases.
Chief Simmons said that police often have multiple calls on hold during busy times, so they have to prioritize which calls they respond to first.
Concerning sexual assault specifically, if the person's in a safe spot and they're somewhere that we're going to be able to get to them, that's a high priority call for us because of the nature of the call. But if we have something where somebody's truly getting hurt at the time, or if we have a car accident that's sitting out in the middle of the road or something where you truly have a chance of a loss of life or an injury or something along those lines, that's going to be a higher priority call.
Arnold also said that all agencies in Bethel face a large amount of staff turnover, which can exacerbate the amount of time that organizations take to move a victim through the sexual assault response process. But Arnold and Chief Simmons said Bethel's sexual assault response team is working on improvements. For example, they are considering the option that if police are too busy with calls, then Tundra Women's Coalition advocates could respond to the victim first. Earlier this month, Bethel City Council voted to hire a former sex crimes prosecutor to review the city's handling of sexual assault cases. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.